It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The original Devers press conference, which, you know, since then it's been calm, but one of the texture points out that he's going to lose the fans just based on that press conference alone from a month and a half ago.
He lost them.
So he lost them, and there's nothing he can do to get them back.
See.
Now, another comp to Swayman. Like, do you think this Red Sox situation with Devers could be as detrimental to the Sox as Swayman's holdout slow start was?
Goalie is far more important to a hockey team than a third base designated hitter.
And you've got Yoshida, the Peyton Pritchard of the Red Sox, waiting in the wings. Wait till he gets healthy and hot.
Oh, yeah. But, no, not going to be. If the fan base was in any way split, if this was a, you know, stardom, sit-em, you know, Bledsoe Brady kind of controversy, this would be an issue for the ball club. But nobody covering the team and nobody that follows the team as a fan is on the side of Devers. I mean, you're looking at, even if you think that Devers was wronged, you don't think it's best for the team for him to play third base over Bregman.
Correct. Now, you might think he should be playing first. We've had some of that.
Right.
But he should be working at another position right now. He's not.
I think they should have traded Casas this offseason.
He's
that
over
was
eight.
A whiff.
He's over, literally.
Whiffs are everywhere.
Whiffs are everywhere. Bregman, but another texture saying, what about Bregman's slow start? 1-for-7. Did have a single?
And he had a rocket on the opener. Just was hit right at the Ranger.
Couple issues with this Red Sox team, as optimistic as I am. And Crochet looked good.
Well, you did have them undefeated.
We did.
You did, not we.
I did. His contract is not done. They won't negotiate. There was a weird report with Bradfoe where Crochet basically said we were close. He was up late the night before the opener and thought there might get a deal done. Didn't happen. He said, quote, it was fairly down to the wire. I don't know what that means. How could you be that close and then cut off negotiations?
I don't know.
But that seems to anyway be a thing of the past. But Casas is a worry. Devers is a worry. Closer, a little bit of a worry, even though you're impressed by Slayton. And then it's just, you know, I guess health. Otherwise, here's another one. Roman Anthony. How does he make this team? Where does he go? If Abreu's playing this well, he's just stuck in AAA all year.
Right. Maybe trade Abreu with Devers as a means to get Vladdy.
There it is. That's a possibility. Do you agree that Devers could be an issue all year? 617.
But don't you think that this is good? Like, for the last 5 years, we've been trying to find enough players to make and be on the team. Now you have this quote-unquote bottleneck of talent trying to get through to the big leagues, and you have people blocking them because of their play. That's a good problem to have.
That's true. Marcelo Meyer on with Jones and Keefe yesterday.
He was pissed.
Great interview. Not that pissed, but just said matter-of-factly. Angry. He just said matter-of-factly, I should have made the team.
Right.
Performance.
Maybe he made the team. But he didn't make the team because he thought things were 2 hours later than they were.
Because he was late on the interview?
Yeah.
He had to get some training. You know, he's a big star out there in Worcester. He's like the big man on campus.
He's like Greg 30 years ago.
He's going to be selling that place out. Polar Park going to be at the seams.
Right.
Although maybe not today because it's rainy. What time is the first pitch out there today?
It is so close out right now.
It's a miserable weekend. Let's go to Wilmington, though, where it's never miserable, and talk to Dave. Morning, Dave.
Morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Listen, when the Red Sox signed Bregman, I think they really had every intention of having him play second base. You know, we heard all went along. Cora was playing up how athletic he is and how easy it would be for him to slide over. They didn't sign him to a long-term deal because they didn't want to block the way for Campbell. But I think when they got into camp, Devers showed up still a little hurt and not in great shape. And I think they kind of, I think Cora said that I'm done, and he put Bregman over at third.
Do you think Campbell should be here right now, Dave? Like, he looks pretty good, but maybe a little ahead of his time.
It's a little early.
Yeah.
It's a little early for him, but, you know, he looks, you know, I think it's, I remember when Pedroia came up. It was pretty rough for him, too, and he was young, but, you know, Cora was on that team, I think. So,
well, Pedroia came up, and it was 1 month where Pedroia didn't play in April. Cora hit 400. Pedroia came up in May, and then they won the World Series.
Yeah, similar. Maybe, hopefully.
All right, thanks, Dave. Do you think Bregman was going to be the plan at second base? I don't believe that.
No.
All due respect to Dave. I don't think there was ever a
–
they might have bluffed at that to make Rafi feel better until the signing act.
We actually were shocked at how transparent Cora was in his desire to have a guy that was going to replace Devers at third.
I think Devers was shocked. I think he was shocked that, like, he didn't see it coming. They slow played it, and then they were like, Rafi, you're the DH. He was not ready for it. You had that press conference, and then the love affair with the two Alexes was off the charts.
And as I said at the time, I get it. I do. This isn't to say that I or everybody would react happily if this decision were made and they were forced out of a position. But this was months ago. You had a chance to work through it, and you chose not to.
Let's go to Derek and Pepperell. Morning, Derek.
Morning, guys. How are you?
All right. What's going on?
Not much. So, yeah, I mean, Bregman just looks so, oh, my God, he's so fluid at third base. It's crazy. And Rafi's got to be sitting there looking at him saying, you know, whatever. Anyways, it's clear that they made the right choice there. Curtis, is there any DH making $30 million in the in baseball?
No.
Well, so, Otani, if you call him a DH,
he's making $2 million right now.
So,
well, he is.
So this is what I look at. You know, I mean,
his
a guy that
70?
Like Bregman, who's making what's that?
Isn't Otani making $70 million?
No, it's all deferred. You remember Dillweed?
Okay, deferred joke. Good.
Well, it's not a joke. It's a reality. He's making $2 million.
He'll make it.
Days.
Go ahead, Derek.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know. You guys could be right about. Losing about the fan base with Devers, but if he start producing, we do forget about that stuff. You do forget, you know, when if he's not producing, yeah, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be really ugly. He's going to want to be traded, and he's going to want out. But it's going to be interesting. But I commend Cora on what he did. I absolutely do, and I think Curtis, I think you agree, it's the right thing to do.
All right, Derek, thank you.
I would just I'll restate. I understand why Devers was mad, but the fact that we're here shows me that winning is not important enough to Rafael Devers. And if I were Cora and I wanted to really tweak Devers and he said, I want to play third, I would say, oh, just watch this film and have it be Bregman playing third.
Yeah.
I mean,
Stanton, by the way, making $32 million for the Yankees. Giancarlo.
Right. And he's not playing right now.
Who would you rather have?
Rafi
or. Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of swinging hard, my God.
Swings from the shoe tops. Alex from New Hampshire's back with his Diggs take. Do you want to take that?
I dig it.
Okay. Alex, your phone cut off before you got your Stephon Diggs opinion in. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's my Subaru. I love Subaru.
We love Subaru. They have the text line and everything. Just don't text while you're driving.
I love this car. But, yeah, switching it back to football, just please, I hope that Stephon Diggs isn't our only offseason move on offense this year. It's kind of, I don't know whether to feel happy that he spent money on a good wide receiver or sad that our best receiver is a 31-year-old coming off of a torn ACL, and we've got Polk, Booty, and Pop behind him.
Kendrick
Bourne. That's just not – and Bourne. Ken, I don't know about Bourne. He's got like 6 touchdowns the past 3 years. Yeah. Bourne at this point is just kind of like an overhyped name. I think he was a third stringer when we got him from San Francisco. So I don't know about Bourne, but yeah.
No, actually, he might get cut. Don't you think Bourne could get cut?
Because I have to scratch itches at times.
Yeah.
I looked this up. In the 5 years it has been, so the last 5 years for the Patriots, receiving touchdowns.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 wide receivers. No, I'm sorry. Passing touchdowns the last 5 years. Any kind, to running back, whatever.
Okay.
Including the playoffs where Mac threw 2 touchdowns. It's 99 in the regular season. So less than 20 a year in today's NFL. 101, including the playoff wild card debacle.
Mm.
In 3 years, so 3 years, including the playoffs, 123 for Brady.
123. Brady threw 123 in 3 years. They've done 101 in 5 years.
Correct.
Ugh. Well, they got Matt Collins and Steph Diggs. They're trying. There is a report from Brand X, from your buddy Zoe, that they're in the mix for another veteran receiver. I don't know if you believe that, but then maybe they're not done. Maybe that's...
I got to tell you, Zoe's info is always so anti-team.
Well, I guess, yeah.
I love Zoe.
I don't think he would.
He's as honest as you can be in that spot, and if he says it, I believe he was told that.
Like, so. if they add Allen, then all of a sudden you have, like, 3 30-year-old receivers. It's a weird team, don't you agree? Like, the Patriots are sort of a veteran team now.
But if you go back, Vrabel, brought in by Belichick in 2001 from the Steelers, had a specific role that he wasn't able to execute in the defense he was with Cowher and the Steelers.
Yep.
On the 3-4 side with Belichick, he was implemented perfectly into that role. In order for that team, I know Ty and Wiggy tell me they would have won the Super Bowl with Bledsoe, all that. Great. At a certain point, the culture needs winning for the buy-in. I don't know where the inverted U is, where you can build before it falls off.
Yeah.
But Vrabel understands that back-to-back 4-win seasons. I mean, Vegas has them doubling their wins. 7.5
That'd
is the over-under.
I mean, wouldn't you think the fan base would be thrilled with 8 wins?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's a chance. I think if they execute the draft the way they should, they're a playoff team. And it's because if Drake May is Drake May,
yeah,
and Moses, you know, is close to Jesus, and he's your right tackle, you figure out the left side.
Get ready for a weekly hit with Morgan Moses. That is going to be happening on Jones.
That is going to be Stacey James's whoopee.
That is locked in.
Good morning, Stacey. But the team is legitimate.
Yeah.
And that's why the Diggs move is so huge. I don't understand a single person who would disagree with the Diggs move.
Well, I know you're pointing at the screener, and that's Danny from Quincy, but I want to stay on clock.
Okay.
Danny also claims to have a trade suggestion for the Red Sox. Get your trade book out. Get your Ordway trade book out.
Here we go.
We'll put down a suggestion from Danny on the way next, but first here's Jacob, who had an electric call with a BC win yesterday on BC Student Radio. Did you hear
that?
And
I want to tell you, thank you. You recommended Jordan's Furniture rope course.
Oh, the It
James
course.
Is there right now. He's having the time of his life.
Oh, yeah, that's a great take.
He's listening to the show, though, as well.
Good. I hope they have it on in the Jordan's.
They should. We're huge at Jordan's.
Foyer.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here now is what's trending.
Since I've gotten back from the Puerto Rico, Curtis, this song's a banger here. So sometimes I'll put the Latin music on at night. It takes you back to the islands. Like Danny. Danny's a big Jamaican guy.
Right. Claro que si.
It's a great vibe. It's a good vibe setter. You get like a night, you got to do dishes or some housework or something, you put the Latin music on.
I have to say, I am like fluent adjacent in Spanish.
Yeah, Spanglish.
I love Spanish.
I can speak in baseball calls. That's about it.
Thank you, Jakob.
Let's go to Danny and Quincy. Danny, I know you're a big reggae guy. Do you listen to like top 40 Latin at all?
I was an A student in Spanish in high school. Was able to apply it to Italian when I went to Italy. Understood. But it's been a while since I spoke it. But yeah, I'm ensconced in reggae, just like you are with that music.
There's no ensconced, but that's okay.
I'm consumed by reggae.
Wiggy was ensconched.
Yeah, he was.
I'm sorry?
It's okay.
You got to find something wrong with everything I say, Curtis. Everything.
He was joking about Wiki.
It was not about you. But carry on.
Oh, okay. Ken. No, reggae. You should try reggae, Ken.
I like it. You sent me one of your...
I told you to listen to Third World.
I like him. I put him on.
I listen to him every day, yeah.
Forget you, Curtis. Anyway, I would say on the Red Sox, Ken... Yeah, this is a perfect time to trade Devers. Trade him along with Story. You got two players right now that are ripe for a trade, Story and Devers.
And bring Marcelo Meyer up. Bring Roman Anthony up.
Bring Marcelo. I could solve Marcello's problems right now. His anger would be solved in 2 seconds with that move.
Yeah.
Trevor Story right now is coming. Right now he's healthy. He's in the third year of a contract. He's ripe for a trade. It's a friendly contract. Another team will always be in search of a Devers. Get rid of him. Even if you want to believe that he's slow starting on it, because he will hit. But anyway, another team might say he needs a change of atmosphere.
I think you're 2 months early on this take, but I think it's possible. I think that may be their plan, some combination of what you're saying to get the young guys up.
And you get back some pitching. I don't trust the bullpen. The seventh and eighth guys are very important in baseball, Ken.
Yep.
And I don't know if a 37-year-old closer is going to be the answer for the Red Sox, okay?
Right. If he was closing for the Pirates last year, that's not a good sign.
No. So I would bring the depth, and they have depth in the infield. Anyway, that's my proposal.
I like the proposal. Do you think the Pats are a playoff team with Diggs?
Okay, so on Diggs, all right. I just don't think Diggs is a good fit for a team like the Patriots. I really don't.
What's the team like the Patriots? Who's a good fit for this team?
A team like the Patriots who are, they are a five, if you believe that, like me, they're a 5-7 win team on the rebuild.
Right, and so why wouldn't you expedite it with a good player?
No, because that player doesn't want to help the rest of the team.
He's basically on a one-year prove-it deal, Danny. If he wants to get paid, he's got to play well.
I think he can be a detriment to the quarterback.
How?
I think a guy like Godwin would have been a better fit because I think he would. I think he would have been a mentor to the quarterback.
The quarterback. It's wait. Well, then why didn't he wait? Did Diggs mentor and help Josh Allen in year two or year three?
No, they had the leverage. A team like Buffalo has the leverage.
The Patriots have the leverage. It's a one-year prove it deal, Danny.
I'm trying to answer your question.
But it's a one-year prove it deal. It's a one-year prove it deal. If he doesn't do what they ask, he's gone.
But as long as he doesn't poison the team on the way.
How could he poison it?
Well, he's been a malcontent.
Well, how did he poison Josh Allen?
He's gotten kicked out of every. He's gotten kicked out of every good team he's been with, Curtis.
Right. So did Randy Moss, but that doesn't mean for a year he didn't help Brady.
I mean.
Did the Bills win while he was there?
Yes, they got to the AFC Championship game. Much more than before he arrived. I mean, Danny, on all sincerity, you said the team's a 5-7 win team. So why wouldn't you add a guy that could give you two wins if he's a good player?
Again, it's a completely different issue with Buffalo. Buffalo has a veteran, proven, upper echelon quarterback.
But that is such a bad take, Danny. When he arrived, Josh Allen was a laughingstock. He was a project. He was getting mocked. They are not the Bills team you see now.
The team as a whole has the leverage to flip the bird back at a guy like Diggs who doesn't behave.
You don't think Mike Vrabel would be able to flip this guy the bird, Danny?
Go ahead.
You don't believe Mike Vrabel in this market, if Steph Diggs gets out of line, wouldn't have the opportunity to flip him the bird and cut him?
That's a good point. I hope you're right on that one.
But that's the whole point. It's a win-win.
I know that, but Vrabel is coming from a team to a new team. He's sort of a rookie in of itself as well as the quarterback. So the quarterback has no leverage to tell Diggs what to do in terms of teaching him any routes and all that. He's got to pay his dues. And Vrabel's a new coach to a new team. So I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong, Curtis.
Danny, I hear you.
They had no choice.
I have a question. Of course they're desperate.
The team was a desperate team looking for someone to come to them. They found a distressed asset,
right.
I guess, or a distressed liability.
Oh, you could have just said ask. But Danny, I would ask you this question, okay? And you have the full runway. Do you believe Drake May is happy they acquired Steph Diggs?
I believe he is. I believe he is. But he hasn't had to deal with anything like this guy, Curtis.
Exactly. But here's what I would say.
Get open, I guess.
Josh Allen, this is the mistake you're making, and it's not, you know, because you're dumb or anything. It's that we have fallen victim to our latest example of the Bills. And the Bills today bear very little resemblance to the Bills that Steph Diggs joined in Josh Allen's third year in the NFL. And without Steph Diggs, I don't know if Josh Allen is where he is, because that was a key point in his progression to take his game to that next level and allow him to get to where he has gotten to today. And if you think Drake May is a JV Josh Allen right now, his ceiling being Josh Allen, I think this was the perfect guy for what they could attract to this team at this point.
I hope you're right. Point taken on that, Curtis. I just wish they could have made it. I would have made a concerted effort to go after a guy like Godwin, pay him the boatload of money that guy's a winner. Okay,
I hear you,
mercenary
Danny. I hear you on that. But as someone who watched way too much Bucks football, Godwin is a perfect guy for those old school Patriots. He would have fit in seamlessly with Branch and with Givens and with Edelman and all those guys. Like, he is a pro's pro. He doesn't have the upside of Diggs still.
Oh, you'd rather Diggs than Godwin?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Definitely.
But Godwin's old Patriots way of doing things when applying to a player, that doesn't go out of style, Curtis.
It does, because I don't think he's even as good as he was 3 years ago. I think that he... Wow. It's just tough. I don't know how to describe it. It's a fair point. I just disagree on Godwin.
They have no choice. They have Diggs. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he doesn't just poison the quarterback. I'd rather see Drake May nurture a guy like Hunter. If they can grab Hunter. Now, they can still grab Hunter.
Yeah, they still could.
Right, and then turn him into a Tyreek Hill. Does he have the ability and athleticism to turn into a Tyreek Hill type of player, a dynamic, fast, over-the-middle, slot, just
Steph
fast
Diggs, Diggs
guy,
is a
like
slot.
An impact player like that.
Thank you, Danny. Good question.
Yeah, I would say I would not compare Hunter to
I don't think he's a slot. I think he's an outside guy. He's a speed guy. He's a go up and get it athletic guy.
He's an athletic guy.
Diggs is your middle guy.
His size, I mean, his biggest advantage is his size, whereas Tyreek Hill's was his speed. But
now, Mike Giardi just put out an article about Diggs. Can I read you a little snippet from it?
Yeah.
Talks about how good he was with the Bills early on. So you're right. He made a difference. He got them over the hump. Then Giardi writes this. Something changed by the end of 2022-23. Diggs' pouting and emotional outbursts had begun to wear on the team. That famously was there for the world to see at a home playoff loss to Cincinnati. Diggs aired out his quarterback and his quarterback coach Joe Brady on the sideline to the point where both tuned him out. He then stormed out of the locker room before the team had even gathered postgame and had to be chased down by a teammate. The players I talked to in the locker room that night and again on cleanout day spoke of his desire to win as a way to explain it away. But for Allen, his coach Sean McDermott in the front office, the relationship had begun to show signs of decay, which was no longer the same. So he snapped in the playoff game. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Could be a one-off incident. But it is weird that he then went to Houston and was let go after a year.
Of course. This is not a guy that the person that you're going to get on this deal at this time for the Patriots is not a guy with options. So my guess is that the Chiefs and the 49ers and the usual suspects of teams that are going to be contending and are a player or two away offered a incentive-laden deal, what the old Patriots would do, to Diggs. And if everything is equal, that's how I would have done it. But the downside is, so this is why I don't understand the approach that Danny, and there's a lot of people like him, have. If you think they're a 5-7 win team, and you think he can blow it up, what the F is he blowing up?
Yeah, well, Drake May's progression, I guess.
But if Drake May is what we think he is, because it's not like Josh Allen was ruined by him. I think if you talk to Josh Allen today, he still speaks glowingly of Steph Diggs, even though it ended poorly.
Antonio Brown got in the middle of Brady and Giselle.
But if you look at, I mentioned it earlier, Brady and Moss at the end didn't work. They still today are good friends. They talk about it. They remember the past glowingly. In order to get where they need to go, Vrabel said on with the guy Howie Long's son, Chris Long's podcast, he said, if it was all about being a good guy, you and I would still be playing, to Chris Long. He's like, you need talent to win.
Yeah.
And that was recorded before the signing, and it's true.
Steph Diggs, great signing, good signing, risky signing. Which of those three terms best applies? Great, good, or risky?
Good.
Good, solid signing. No, not much downside. You love it.
There is no downside. The downside is you stink.
Well, there is a downside. If he blows up the room and
then you release him. It's a one-year deal.
Yeah, but you could set Drake May back.
How? Work with me. How?
You saw Mac Jones. He was ruined by Bill. I will admit that.
Do you think Mac Jones and Drake May have similar talent?
I don't think so.
So then let's use someone that has similar talent.
But there seems to have been a narrative circulating that Drake, they had to be careful about who they brought into the room with Drake May. Wasn't that part of the narrative before they went out and tried to sign Godwin?
What they have now is Mike Vrabel, who I don't believe anybody will mistake for Jerod Mayo, a guy that is supremely confident, bordering on cocky, who has a track record of some success,
yes,
has a $15 million at least salary running the place. You have Josh McDaniels, your offensive coordinator. A guy that has power, has been a head coach of two other franchises, has failed miserably, but he's a guy that has how many Super Bowls here? I don't know what it is, 5 total, 4, whatever it is. And you have Drake May, who was the third pick in the draft, who, despite the chaos around him last year, was someone that people truly believe can be the future of this team. So if Diggs, let's say he's healthy in week 3.
He's throwing his helmet.
And he's throwing his helmet on the sideline. What are you doing? We all talk about it for a week. If it doesn't improve, he's gone. And why I keep talking about the contract. We already agree, we stipulate, that if Diggs had options, he wouldn't be here.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. What's next year's options look like if he is on his fourth team in 4 years?
Not great.
He needs the Patriots,
yes,
more than the Patriots need him.
And needs a good year. Brought his mom to the press conference.
That was
a good touch.
But that's the simple thing. If you combine talent, which we believe he has, and he can get healthy, which they believe he can, then this is more of a prove-it year for Diggs than it is for the Patriots.
I like it. Mostly I agree. I just, there is, don't you have that lasting vision of him and Allen?
Of course.
It's the first thing you think about with Steph Diggs.
But think about the chaos that surrounded Antonio Brown. He froze his foot. Go watch the highlights of him with the Bucs in 2020.
He went Facebook Live in the locker room. I was there for that.
Look at week one, Brady 44 after they raised the banner against the 49ers. Antonio Brown was the best player on the field.
Yeah, he was an amazing talent.
So,
unbelievable.
If you can find a way for a short period of time to harness that talent, to
and
me,
Vrabel's the guy to harness
the
it.
Perfect. If Diggs has a great year and he's mad, trade him for a first round pick. Get out early. That's fine. Or a second round pick.
But is Vrabel involved in the offense enough, or is it McDaniel's show? Because we know he's blown up with Davante Adams and other guys.
Here's what I know. Vrabel also wants to succeed. He came here. He's gambling on his ability to turn this around. They all need to find success. If somebody turns into be toxic in that environment, they will get rid of it.
Let's go to Mike and Randolph on the Diggs signing. Hello, Mike.
Guys, good morning. How we doing?
Great. How are you?
Curtis, you're nailing it. Ken, you just brought up the Josh McDaniels thing. Look at Davante Adams' first year with Josh McDaniels there. Phenomenal numbers, okay? But I want to get to this. I love when Danny from Quincy calls because I feel so much better about myself because I'm like, wow, I'm actually right about almost everything. It's unbelievable. He called this team a 5-win team. Let me ask you guys a quick question, right? As constituted right now, would you say their defense is top 10?
Yes.
Okay. I think Abdul Carter is going to fall to them at 4. I'm a huge Big Ten football guy. I'm a Michigan guy. I watched Abdul Carter 2 years ago when we went into Penn State. The first 6 times JJ dropped back, Abdul hit him 5 times. We ran the ball 32 straight times because he was unblockable. Literally double teams, he was just destroying, okay? If you add that guy, your defense is maybe a top 3 defense. So I'm going to say that number 1. Mm. Number 2, Curtis, you are spot on. If Steph Diggs goes off like he did, like you were saying, Ken, in Buffalo,
yep.
He's done in the NFL. He's done. He's 32 years old. This is an absolute – he has to be on his best behavior. He's trying to earn his very last contract. And you know what? Drake May's the guy for it. And also, think about this. Steph Diggs was going nuts because he wanted another contract. Curtis, remember, the whole Brady Moss thing fell apart because Moss, after that first game against Cincinnati, it was 09, I think, was talking about how he wanted another contract. So I don't think it was a Brady Moss thing. I think it was just a contract thing. But the Patriots have all of the leverage here, and I think this is an absolute home run. Get, you know, I mean, what? Okay, so listen, you don't get Steph Diggs. What are you going to rely on? Jalen Polk?
They had to do
Jalen Polk.
Definitely.
They had to do something. And, you know, what really bothers me is I'm going to go back a year is because imagine if you had Ladd McConkey still here with Jalen Polk. Like, all of a sudden, or not Jalen Polk, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Ladd McConkey with Steph Diggs. All of a sudden, now you're really cooking with propane here.
Right.
Listen, you look at their home schedule, they have at least 6 or 7 wins on their home schedule. Now that way, not to mention their road schedule, I actually think, and I'm the biggest Bill Basher, Curtis, I'm with you. Bill destroyed this roster, and I think Vrabel's like,
you have as much time as you need, Mike. You can carry us to noon if you'd like.
Thank you, Mike. That's a lot of good points there. 17-0, he has them.
I love it. I mean, Michigan people are smart.
Are you worried about the foot? There has been some scuttlebutt that the what's the name? The prospect.
McConkey?
No. The passer, Abdul Carter.
No, I'm not.
But the foot is a concern to some NFL teams. They're spooked about it. Worse than
good.
People
I
think.
Hope everybody's spooked about it. I'm not worried about
top
least...
3 defense is a little extreme. They can't get to the quarterback currently. Maybe Harold Landry fixes that.
I am just so bummed. McConkey would be such an all-time dog name in the region, like the way Brewski was, with the McConkey jerseys.
That was Fitzy's guy. I got to give him credit for that. He wanted Ladd.
Well, with all due respect, every guy is Fitzy's guy.
But he really wanted him. Give him some credit on that. All right, I'm going to stay on the clock here. A lot of reaction to Diggs coming in now. We'll get your Diggs take. And then from noon until 2, we've got John Lyons and Mego, followed by Travis Thomas, 2 to 4. Bradfo from Texas, 4 to 6. Red Sox baseball, 6:05. Loaded today.
First pitch?
First pitch at 7:05.
Why so late?
It's Texas, Central Time.
Oh, don't mess with it.
All about tonight, Curtis. All about the moment. Miserable weather weekend, but you're going to rise above that. You got a big weekend planned.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see who's going to the Final Four.
What do you got?
I've never
Alabama
been to
Duke. What's your pick tonight?
I'm going to go Alabama just to
plus the points,
just to go against the chalk.
Yeah, but actually, outright win, money line win.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Roll Ooh. Tide. They never lose. I think Saban's a great coach.
Florida wins in a blowout. Texas Tech.
Well, we saw Texas Tech, one of the most boring conference Elite Eight games in history. Who was the political figure seated behind us?
Who was it? I forget.
Rahm Emanuel.
Oh yeah, Rahm Emanuel. Big night. We going back full circle to my trip to the fours.
Yeah. They actually they filed for bankruptcy right when we left.
We see Walker Buehler's debut tonight.
I can't
in Texas.
Wait. Oof.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
I love it. He's a former champion. I don't know if you know that. Won a World Series.
I'm looking forward to that.
And then who's on the bump tomorrow?
Tomorrow it's Great Richard Fitz's debut.
Dick Fitz.
Who's throwing 99. So he throws hard. We'll see.
What do you make of the Bradfield reporting that Crochet was the night? Like, why would you do that then? That's so stupid.
Yeah, I brought this up earlier. It's very strange. So Crochet, it seemed like they were miles apart.
Right.
Now, at least Crochet's side saying they were close. He thought there might get a deal done. And basically encouraged that if they start talking again, they're in the ballpark.
But here's this. There's so many levels to this that are just so dumb. That there is this the deadline, which is silly, that they would wait until the eve of his actual first start with the Red Sox, which seems very counterintuitive. And then you have, like, what's Crochet doing today?
Crochet today? Probably crocheting.
I mean, you could go to the movies,
yeah.
You know, play nine holes, go to Topgolf. Like,
studying some film, yeah.
Right, you know, if I were there, I would go to Dealey Plaza, see what
probably
happened to the Texas
Switch
School
guy.
Book Depository.
Maybe
you know.
Pokemon.
Do you think there's great, like, JFK tours in Dallas?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that. So why couldn't they negotiate today?
I don't see them as a team that have – it's his deadline, right? He was trying – I think that
but
was –
But my point is that it's such a laughable thing. It's not like he's – I mean, yeah. He's 25. He doesn't – as far as I know, no kids running around. Like, what else could you do?
Like Cora said they weren't talking during the year, and then right. Bang, he got a contract.
But he's probably playing Fortnite. Like, I mean, what? It's not like you're utilizing your time in other ways that are, you know, really time-consuming.
I sense, by the way, that you're getting back into the draft. Not only you're into baseball. You were down on the draft, but now you're in. I think there's enough intrigue with the Giants and what they've done. This will be a good month of development for that narrative.
Where are you on short arms? We know what to check, but I mean as a tackle.
I think he might actually use it as something he's got to overcome. You know, like
so would you take...
I endorse the Will Campbell. Trade down, get Will Campbell. Sixth. Trade back, get a pick.
Okay.
Let's talk draft with Brian in New London, Connecticut. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. So I'm short on facts, but I did kind of pop in my head here. I'm not sure I got it right, but if I understand correctly, I thought N'Keal Harry was drafted, well, from Arizona. And the guy, the coach there at Arizona,
Todd Graham,
convinced Bill that he was such a great player. Well, why would anyone want to draft from that program at this point, given what we know about the history there
with Tet McMillan? You're talking
about that's a different. That's Arizona State and Arizona,
so.
Different schools.
Yeah, yeah. N'Keal was Arizona State.
So like I said, I apologize. I was short on facts. So
that's all right. Thanks,
Thank
Brian.
You.
Yep. I've lived in regular London. I don't know if you know that, but mm-hmm. I would say the I know that Scheim likes Teterow, McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
No. They're going to either take a tackle or Abdul Carter.
It's either Carter, Hunter, or a tackle on all the mock drafts currently.
Right.
Which makes sense. I don't think they'll do anything dumb. Vrabel seems like he's not that – he seems predictable in a good way. He's kind of – he's not high, you're trying to bluff. I do think you're right, though, about Hunter. They're kind of trying to put it out there that they love Hunter to raise that value, which makes sense.
The draft in and of itself I don't find boring. I find the, like – so Adam Schefter – is his own ecosystem of cycles of news. And he is used by organizations as a means to drum up interest in their picks, which is a great compliment to the massive microphone and power he wields in this industry. But it's just nonsense. Like, so, you know, he talks about, you know, the Browns and that they're really not in on whatever, Shedeur Sanders. Like, it's a bunch of words that signify nothing.
Well, it's not nothing. You just have to understand where the sourcing is coming from and use that as a consumer.
But you have to understand that it's literally not worth anything.
Yeah.
Because
it's spin, which right. means something. You read, you examine the spin, and that's why you put together. That's why we have you as a talk show host to cut through the bull.
Okay, but that's simple is that it's I would not give it the time of day. The number two pick is going to be used for a quarterback.
So
whether it's the Browns
sugar.
Or it's traded to somebody else. And as I said to Scheim, and I know he has recently come around to say I was right, but quarterbacks only go one way. Cam Ward is not a great quarterback. And Shedeur Sanders has a lot of question marks. But if I had to pick, I would take Shedeur over Cam. Because we, in a very rare way with Shedeur Sanders, we were trained to seek flaws in his game. Almost everyone that didn't go to Colorado was rooting against the Buffaloes because of the way they were playing, the braggadocious nature of Deion Sanders, the you know this new way of doing business, this immediate turnaround for a school that had done nothing before Deion arrived. We all wanted it to fail. Not, I enjoyed watching them, but I loved watching Dan Lanning and Oregon beat the crap out of them. So when you watch it from that perspective, you don't see it the same way as you would see Cam Ward. When we see Cam Ward pro day or highlights at Miami, we didn't watch those games live. We weren't into those and invested in their demise in the same way that we were with Deion and his son. So who knows if Shedeur is going to be a great quarterback, but I would, if I had to pick one of those two, I would take Shedeur over Cam.
What about Joe Milton? Would you trade a first for him?
No, I would trade the whole, I would do the Herschel Walker trade.
Do you think the NBA is a parity league?
It is, and I think that the big weekend, Marchand with the win yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a hockey tweet. I got to get out of here.
Last night was Marchand
Mookie. Hockey tweet I had that I think has resonated well with the masses.
Mm-hmm. Puck luck.
Why is the guy that fired Cassidy and Monty going to hire the next coach?
Now, do you think that was Sweeney or do you think that was Cam?
Sweeney.
Okay.
So, Montgomery is the hottest coach in hockey.
Yeah.
The Blues are in the playoffs.
They've won
30-16 since he arrived. And Cassidy has another great season under his belt, won a cup already. Why would you trust him to be the guy that picks your next coach?
Well, maybe they do clean house. I mean, they've been bad. They've not been this bad in a while to where ownership's attention would be gathered in this way.
Interesting story 2 days ago in the Globe with an interview with Cam Neely where he says, you know, we've been fortunate that this has never happened before,
yep.
Basically defending his tenure by saying that this is an anomaly, but I don't know. I don't trust Sweeney going forward.
This will be a very interesting Bruins offseason. No doubt about that. You brought up bringing back Sully, who was here in the early 2000s, started his career and got fired by Chiarelli.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, very rare for hockey coaches to be recycled. So
no, I'm not saying it can't happen. It'd be a bold.
If you believe in McAvoy, he's the guy of your future. The Four Nations McAvoy played his best for his father-in-law. Wouldn't be worth a shot.
Well, I believe in sports talk, and we've got it for you until 6 o'clock, and then I believe in baseball. So 6:05 pregame tonight.
Big one tonight, because you want to be able to go in for the 3 out of 4 tomorrow.
And you got DeGrom on the bump tomorrow.
Oof.
For Texas. That's always tough. All right, Jake.
He's my favorite pitcher.
Jacob DeGrom?
Who's your second
favorite? Yes, he is.
Who's pitching tonight?
Second favorite? I mean, I'm a Mets guy, so, I'm not going to.
We're out of time.
Jacob, who's pitching tonight for the Rangers?
Mally.
Rhymes with rally.
All right.
Tyler,
see
not
you,
Taylor.
See you Monday, Kenny.
Jones and Mego next. Jones and Mego. Lions and Mego.